Welcome back to NewsRamp Finance for Tuesday morning, March 3rd, 2026. As always, real news stories with AI narration. Visit newsramp.com for the full articles. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Here we go. The IRS changed the rules on cost segregation in 2025. Some investors are still playing by the old ones. The IRS updated its cost segregation audit techniques guide in 2025, causing confusion among investors. The guide now references the AmeriSouth case more frequently to challenge reclassifications in cost segregation studies. Brian Kitchula of CostSegRex emphasizes the importance of individual property assessments. With bonus depreciation in effect, choosing the right provider for a defensible engineering-based study is crucial. Look-back studies and capital expenditure studies are options for property owners. For accurate results, consult with a CPA before proceeding.
Upside Gold commences trading on OTCQB Venture Market. Upside Gold Corporation announces the commencement of trading of its common shares on the OTCQB Venture Market in the United States under the symbol UGODDF. This move aims to broaden the company's exposure to U.S. investors and enhance trading accessibility and liquidity. CEO Sophie Sazer sees this listing as a crucial step in engaging a wider audience and executing the company's growth strategy.
Korea Inside retains Wild & Co. to help fuel the standardization of private capital markets infrastructure. Korea Inside has retained Wild & Co. to raise capital in a $40 million Series B offering. Former NASDAQ Vice Chairman David Wild IV will act as a day-to-day advisor. Wild & Co., a leader in capital markets and investment banking, is excited to lead manage KoreaInside's private placement, aligning with their vision to revolutionize private capital markets transactions. This move marks a significant step towards scaling tomorrow's private markets through technology.
Narrow One appoints David Wambeke as Chief Business Officer. Concurrently completes insider purchase of 1 million shares to Narrow One Medical Technologies Corporation. Narrow One Medical Technologies Corporation has appointed David Wambeke as Chief Business Officer, and he has concurrently purchased 1 million shares of Narrow One Common Stock. Mr. Wambeke will lead the company's drug delivery program and work on advancing clinical development and commercialization strategies. His extensive experience in healthcare and capital markets signals a strong belief in the company's growth potential.
Meridian Holdings, Inc., formerly Golden Matrix Group, Inc., announces commencement of trading under new ticker MRDN.C. Meridian Holdings, Inc., formerly Golden Matrix Group, Inc., has announced the commencement of trading under its new ticker symbol MRDN. The company, known for its online gaming and e-commerce platforms, completed a post-1-for-12 reverse split and name change. With the new ticker symbol in effect, Meridian shares will now trade as MRDN.N on the stock market. For more details, refer to the company's recent filing with the SEC.
Trailbreaker Resources announces increase to flow-through financing from $3 million to $3,500,000. Trailbreaker Resources Limited announces an increase in its flow-through financing from $3 million to $3.50 million. The non-brokered private placement offering has been oversubscribed by $500,000, totaling up to $3.50 million. The offering includes the sale of CMETC FEET units and FEET units to fund critical mineral exploration expenses. The company plans to use the proceeds to advance its exploration projects. Arif Patel Dubai launches multi-million dollar fund to support emerging entrepreneurs. Arif Patel Dubai has launched a multi-million dollar fund to support emerging entrepreneurs in high-growth sectors like energy, financial services, and technology. The fund aims to provide early-stage capital, mentorship, and advisory access to startups with strong operational models and long-term growth potential. This initiative is designed to bridge capital gaps and promote sustainable and scalable ventures, emphasizing stability and long-term wealth generation.
On January 6th, thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news. I will be Boston for 5 minutes. Leave all of the soils.